that's passionate, genuine, and personal. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hi folks, it's Friday afternoon, which means it's time for another edition of Let's Play DJ. This is the show where every week I have a different guest on to talk about music they like and listen to it, but I forgot to book a guest today, and it's Good Friday. And, you know, if you thought to yourself this morning, I want to start off my Easter weekend by listening to a Jewish guy play sensitive songs, you've come to the right place. I'm going to play you a bunch of new songs and other songs that I've recently found, and they're all going to be pretty melancholic, and we're going to have a nice time. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you're having a nice afternoon so far. Hopefully you're not working. I am coming to you live from a very empty University of Winnipeg, which means the escalators were not on, which means I'm a little out of breath. So if you hear heavy breathing, you can judge. I don't know. You can deduce that I'm out of shape. It's been like a wicked good couple of weeks for new releases. And I'm going to start us off with a record that came out last week, this song is just such a banger, one of my favorites, two of my favorites. This is Waxahachie featuring MJ Lenderman with Right Back to It.
Keep up, we'll get right back to it. song, we know it. If I can keep up, we'll get right back to it. We'll get right back to it. We'll get right back to
That was Waxahachie and MJ Lenderman with the song Right Back to It off Waxahachie's brand new record, Tiger's Blood. Honestly, I could probably play that whole record this hour and you would enjoy it, I think. It's very good. I recommend you, well, wait till this show is over and then actually, and then listen to the next couple shows. But later on, give yourself an hour and listen to that record. It's so good. We're going to play, let's listen to some MJ Lenderman. I really love this live album he put out a couple years ago. Last year. Here is Dan Marino.
South Carolina, down by the shore, he hustled his balls and looked at a cereal box. He did not see his face. Tom Brady's has replaced. Tom Brady's has. From our friend's boat. Talk to him, John.
That was Dan Marino by MJ Lenderman and the Wind from the record MJ Lenderman and the Wind Live in Luce that came out in 2023. I didn't even know about all the football references in that song, so I looked it up because I don't know anything about sports. But that song was great, and I'm a sucker for a pedal steel hook. Again, that whole record is great. You should listen to it. But we're just going to keep going on this list. Once again, you're listening to Let's Play DJ on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Jacob Rodofsky. I'm usually here with a guest. I don't have a guest today, so I'm going to play a bunch of songs that I've been listening to while I walk the dog at night and feel mostly sad. So they're mostly sad songs, but that's just because I like sad songs. It's not because I'm sad all the time. Most of the time. Okay. Moving on, let's this song is great. Bonnie Late Horseman is one of my favorite bands from the last couple years. It's a collaboration between, oh, I forget the guy's name, but Fruit Bats, Aeneas Mitchell, and producer guitar player extraordinaire Josh Kaufman. They've put out two records that are fantastic. They've got a third one on the way. They are playing Folk Fest this year, and I think they'll probably be the best band at Folk Fest, dare I say it. Anyway, they just put out the song a couple weeks ago. I'm pretty sure it was recorded live in like a pub somewhere in Europe. Anyway, and you could sort of hear that on the recording, but it's also just a beautiful, beautiful song. Here's When I Was Younger. When I Was Younger by Bonnie Light Horseman. You're listening to Let's Play DJ on CKW 95.9 FM, coming to you live from downtown Winnipeg on this good Friday. My name is Jacob. I'm happy to be here with you. Thank you for tuning in. I usually play songs that my guest has chosen, but alas, today we are guestless, and so I'm the guest and the host, and I'm playing songs. I love that song so much. I love the guitar solo. I love the back and forth of the two vocals. Just like the vibiest drums. So good. Speaking of vibe, that's a horrible transition. There's a great show tonight that I'm going to at Darling Bar, featuring Moon River, which is the new project from Gavin Gardner, previously of The Wooden Sky. He was a guest on the show a couple weeks ago, so you might have heard that episode. If you are a dedicated listener of this show, does that exist? I don't know. If you are, maybe message me. That would be nice. It would be nice to hear from you. But I understand if you're just a casual listener, you're just scrolling through. That's fine too. Happy to have you here. Anyway, it's all that to say, it's Moon River playing with The Secret Beach, which is Mike Ehrenberg's newish project. And I am a huge fan of Mike Ehrenberg. I have been since him and I met when we were very, very, very small boys. And he put out some songs about a month ago, and they're all gorgeous. But this one especially, here's 22.
22. And not knowing what to do. I had just come out of love and was falling hard for you. Out of town. And running out of time. I had my whole life in my head, but I couldn't make up my mind. And if I'd had to be someone, I'd be the one for you. But I couldn't keep chasing my mind. Couldn't keep falling behind. It was happening time and time again. It's true. 22. All the way. On days that did go by, I turned myself away from pain until I couldn't even cry. Through and through, you worked those fingers blue. You couldn't come across another one, played as hard as you. And when it seemed to eat you up that we would never love, it was me who dealt. Just out here chipping away. I'm trying to train my brain to not do that again. Going all the way. Winnipeg. What an awful place to be. But I still miss those cold nights down on Osborne Street. Piss me off when I took my final walk. No more Eric, no more Blue, and no more Curtis Falk. Those folks could sing the night away. You could barely feel your toes and your fingers as they froze. The wind still blowing at your nose. It's what our parents chose. I guess we'll stay another day. Winnipeg. And if I had to be someone, I'd be the one for you. But I couldn't keep chasing my mind. Couldn't keep falling behind. It was happening time and time again.
That was The Secret Peach with 22. You're listening to Let's Play DJ on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Jacob. There are simply too many good lines to repeat from that song, but oh man. Oh, froze my toes, froze my nose. That's what our parents chose. God damn it, Micah. Anyway, that's once again, that's The Secret Beach, which is Mike Ehrenberg's new project. And they're playing tonight at Darling Bar, opening for the next band I'm going to play, which is Moon River. And here is Let's Tell Everyone We Know.
But I still have some things to say. Well, I missed them at Christmas. Wish they'd been with us. But if we are happy, it's all the same. There's a man at the station who just stands there saying the train only goes in one way.
But if you need some collateral, I wouldn't miss my mind at all. The thing just brings me trouble every day. But the world can be so beautiful. Let's tell everyone we know, and then make our custom sit away.
That was Let's Tell Everyone We Know by Moon River. You listen to Let's Play DJ on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Moon River, of course, is the new project from Gavin Gardner. They're playing tonight at Darling Bar. I believe tickets are sold out, so sorry if you're not going. But I'm going. We didn't really talk about it when he was on the show, but Gavin was part of a band called The Wooden Sky for a long time. The Wooden Sky was a really big band for me. When I was younger, I can vividly remember being introduced to them. I was working at Falafel Place. It was the closing shift. It was like 2009. We had a secret bottle of Sailor Jerry in the basement. And one of my coworkers put this on as we started closing. And I remember being immediately brought in specifically by the song. And then I'm not going to talk anymore. Anyway, this is, I believe, from 2009. From If I Don't Come Home, You'll Know I'm Gone. Here's The Wooden Sky with Something Hiding for Us in the Night.
We never were in the light. You know there's something hiding for us in the night. I'm in the night, oh, in the night. And we walk these streets dressed in drag. I know that sometimes you must feel like you've been hanged. Ah, you've been hanged. Yeah, but you keep the car running outside my bed. So baby, don't you worry now, it's all in your head. But
Something, a real throwback, Something Hiding for Us in the Night by The Wooden Sky. You're listening to Let's Play DJ on CKW 95.9 FM, coming to you live from downtown Winnipeg. My name is Jacob. If there's anything that says like early 2000s indie rock, it's quarter note floor tom, just boom, boom. But yeah, I love that song. Okay, moving on. We got, like I said, if you're just tuning in, welcome. We've been waiting for you. I'm guestless today, so I'm just playing songs. And we've been listening, honestly, to just a bunch of geniuses, frankly. And we're going to keep going. We've sort of listened to some American artists. Now we're back in Canada. We're going to shift our gaze from Eastern Canada to Western Canada. This next artist I've just come across, even though I think they've been around for a while, but this song really just gets me. This is Carefree by Wyatt C. Lewis.
Warmer nights around us, and I'm calling out. How's it hanging, Sue? What's your dance about? Lift them up with spirit. I wish I knew the songs. Let them guide so they hear it. Perhaps I'm telling it wrong. So wrong. But when it hits, struck by lightning, and you're carefree with pounding drums to take it home. Night falls hard on these dusty roads. Carefree clarity. There's no weapons here. Digging roots on a full moon. What do they have to say now, now? On the front page news. Tell me, is it a crime to be so carefree with pounding drums to take it home? Night falls hard on these dusty roads. Carefree, clear.
That song just like a hug. Oh man, that's Carefree by Wyatt C. Lewis. They've got a brand new record coming out, their debut record on May 24th. They're also playing Folk Fest, so yeah, good. Honestly, it's a pretty good Folk Fest lineup this year. Hot take. A friend of mine turned me on to this next artist who actually produced, or he has a production credit. They have a production credit on this, on that song you just heard, and I think on most of Wyatt's record. This next song I'm going to play, I've listened to an embarrassing amount of times, and it just, you'll hear it. It's like, it's short, but it's this slow build song, and then it just hits this insane chorus outro. Punch in the stomach and make you feel crazy. It's so good. Anyway, I'll just stop talking. You can hear it. Here's 90s House by Colin Carbonara.
Some lightning.
Oh no, I messed up the start, and you got to hear it right from the beginning. So sorry about that. Here it is.
Show me some lightning breaking a prism's fingers. Don't do the right thing if it'll turn you bitter. I'm frightened of the way my head is building you a 90s house. I'm terrified you'll tear it down. You get me laughing when you're not acting funny. There in your fashion, do you think you could love me? You got a jacket and I still have it hanging in the front entrance, holding my breath and keeping the scent still precious. I'm pressed to find a way to stop me building you the 90s house. I'm terrified you'll tear it down. So many things outweigh us, but in my head there's a 90s house. Nothing's gonna tear it down. Doing the laundry, sit at the table, pouring the wine while you look out the window. Play the piano, tend to the garden. Could it be everything you ever wanted? Tangerine peeling, the city ceilings. You buy me plums till they're out of season. Cleaning the baseboards, kissing your splinters. Closing my eyes, maybe that's what I picture. Maybe that's what I picture. I'm frightened of the way my head is building you a 90s house. I'm terrified you'll let me down.
Isn't that just devastating? Oh, man. Oh, it's 90s House by Colin Carbonara. And you're listening to Let's Play DJ on CKW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg. My name's Jacob. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. I'm playing moody songs. But yeah, that when the organ comes in there, and then the harmonies, and then it's that one line. I've quoted this to, like, my wife like 1,000 times. Cleaning the baseboards and kissing her splinters. There's something about the mundanity of that. I don't know if that's a word. Anyway, that line just, ooh, I got goosebumps every time. So good, so good, so good. Okay, speaking of vocals that make the hair on the back of your neck stand up, I'm going to play you a song by Courtney Mary Andrews. I've played her before on the show. I'm a big fan of hers. I played a lot of songs off her record, May Your Kindness Remain, and that record's kind of old now. She's put out 2 records since then, and I'm actually not... Loose Future is the most recent one, and it's also great, but... this record, which I believe came out in like 2020. Oh yeah, Old Flowers. It's, I don't know, this one, it's really, really done something for me. And this song specifically, it's just another one of those devastating, but really, really incredible, incredible songs. So here's If I Told by Courtney Mary Andrews.
It's a former LA, and we're alone for the first time on Venice Beach under palm trees. Tell me your dreams and I'll tell you mine. What would you say if I told you you're my last thought at the end of each night? Would you believe me? Who would you even reply? am a loner. I'm stubborn. Can you handle this world I live in? I know I can't change, but for you I'd compromise. I'd be on your side if you'd be on mine. Yes, you're anxious and you're stubborn too, but I'd learn to love the worst parts of you. Could be the foreman or this cheap wine, but I'm hoping that you'll reply. Would you? Feels like I've known you since before this life. I hope I always see you this way. Here's to wondering if you feel the same, but I can tell that your eyes meet mine, that the truth is in your reply.
That was Courtney Mary Andrews with If I Told from her 2020 record, Dead Flowers. You're listening to Let's Play DJ here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I usually have a guest to play songs, but today it's just me because I didn't book a guest because I don't book guests on good... No, I don't know. I just forgot. Anyway, we're coming towards the end of our show, and there is one more new release that I have yet to touch on, and that is speaking of geniuses, that's the new Adrian Lenker record that came out last week that I have been absolutely enthralled and obsessed with. And before I play that, I'm actually going to play a tangential artist to that record, which is I've played on the show before. They're called Twain. It's a guy named Matt Davidson. He worked on this new record with Adrian Lenker. He also has worked on some of the Buck Meek solo records. I believe he's appeared on some of the Big Thief records. He's sort of part of that world. His solo stuff is absolutely incredible. His voice is like Roy Orbison. the production and instrumentation is just so, so good. I was reminded of him because Adrian Lenker played my favorite song off the new record on Jimmy Fallon a couple days ago, and he accompanied her on guitar and vocals, and it was really just gorgeous. Anyway, so I'm going to play you a song by Twain first, and then I'm going to try and set up the record player here because I just stopped it into the music on my way into the studio today to pick up the new record on vinyl. I used my CKUW Friends card, which I got from donating to CKUW's Fun Drive. Got 10% off. What an insane deal. Everyone should have a CKW friends card. Anyway, I digress. This song is called The Priestess by Twain off of, I believe, also this record came out in 2020 called Noon. 2022, sorry. Anyway, it's called Noon. It's really good. You should listen to it. The whole thing front to back is incredible. The bass playing on the whole record is really good. He's got this... I'm talking too much already, but he's got this way of delivering, like, the lines he writes are sort of sometimes objectively cheesy, but he pulls it off because he's so sincere. It's sort of like the same way, like, I find some of Neil Young's later lyrics to kind of be a little too on the nose, but because it's Neil Young and because he says it with such conviction and like you know, he knows he's not faking it, you kind of let it slide. Anyway, not to say that his lyrics aren't brilliant on this song and on this record, but maybe you'll know what I mean. Maybe you'll listen to it and be like, Jacob, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. Which is fair. Anyway, here's The Priestess. I'll stop talking.
I would gladly sit right here all night just to find out what is keeping you so quiet. Charlie, tell me, let me in on what's got you checked out. 'Cause the vibe right here weighs 100 pounds. I think this is something we should talk about. Let's go talking deep into the night. My friend, she's the one I turn to when I feel this way. Arcane Maydane opens up the shutters of my heart. At first it hurts, and then it's so sublime. And I wonder why I don't do it all the time. But if you're like me, you wait until it gets too hard to bear. Come on, it's 1 a.m. But I wanted her to know that I was listening. I weigh 95, take me all the way to Providence. To say, do you know I love you and I know you'll be okay? Do you know I love you and I know you'll be okay? Do you know I love you and I know you'll be okay?
It's Isn't that great? That was The Priestess by Twain out of Austin, Texas. You're listening to Let's Play DJ on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. As I said before, Twain is Matt Davidson, and he produced and worked on Adrian Lanker's brand new record, which came out last week, I believe. It's called Bright Future. I'm holding it in front of me. I've listened to it way too many times already. It's so good. Anyway, I picked up the vinyl, and I'm going to try and play it, I think, on the air with our little record player here. So maybe what I'll do is I'll cue up another Twain song to start, and then I'll just fade it out and put in this, my favorite song off this Adrian Lanker record, which is the song Free Treasure. It's just like the most perfect love song. I've been playing a lot of sad music today, obviously, and so I thought it would be nice to end on a lighter note. The last line of that song we just heard, I just call it to, you know, say I love you and I hope you'll be okay, or and I think you'll be okay. It's what a, anyway, just great. It's easy to write sad songs about sad things. It's not as easy to write happy songs, and I think I will I'll leave you with that. Let's Play DJ airs every Friday from 4 to 5 here on CKUW 95.9 FM. You can also find past shows and the archives and all other information about excellent programming put on by the station over at ckw.ca. My name is Jacob Rudofsky. I'm on Instagram at Jacob Rudofsky, and the show is on Instagram at Let's Play DJ Radio. I have lined up guests for the next 4 weeks, I believe, and then that'll be it for the show until I'm back in town in the fall. So thank you so much for listening. I think we've got time to spin two Adrian Lanker songs, and frankly, I'm going to, because it's that good. But first, I'm going to try and set it up, so I'll play you my other, the first little bit of one of my other favorite Twain songs, and then we'll sort of just like crossfade it in to Adrian Lanker. Folks, have yourselves a great long weekend. Be kind to each other, all that good stuff. Wishing you all the best. Here's Two Lovers.
Can you remember the time you were feeling so fine, riding so high, unafraid you would die? Do you dare to feel so good again?
All right, I got the record player working. Here's Adrian Lanker with Free Treasure.
MTV tired.